Installation artist Olivia Webb is bringing Sacred Song back to Canterbury's lost churches. She's created the Voices Project, recording three community choirs singing a 16th century choral song. The recordings will play on the sites of three churches demolished after the earthquakes in an oral monument to all that was lost. I spoke to Olivia last week as the project moved into its next phase.
We've just finished the fourth weekend of singing sessions, and that was the final weekend. When we approached the communities the parishes at the beginning of the project, we almost selected them geographically to try and include as many different communities from around the area as possible. So we have one in the north of Christchurch, one in central Christchurch, and the other in Littleton. And they're all completely different and all have a completely different story. So the church in the north is St. Francis of Assisi Parish, which is now an amalgamation of many church parishes. It's a Catholic church, and they have brought together, I think, three churches from around that kind of northern area who are now all worshipping in the same site. Now, the original church on that site was Our Lady of Fatima School Church, and that had to be demolished due to the earthquake, so they are now in the old school hall, which was the original church on that site again. So we have this huge group of people coming through each Sunday. I think they have about 700 parishioners now, and all squeezed into this lovely tiny church hall, which is their space of worship. So they're a really thriving community who are trying to recreate their identity, I think, in that way, where there are now three groups in this one almost big conglomerate. Whereas the cathedral parish, which is now worshipping at St. Mary's Pro-Cathedral, are a different group again. Then there's the Littleton Parish as well, which is very small now due to the earthquakes. They've lost their church. It was Holy Trinity Church, which has been demolished, and there's now a new church being built on the site. But they are worshipping down the road in the Union Church Hall. I come from this both as an artist and a musician, and I'm really interested in the communities and the people. For me personally, the work kind of developed out of a sense of the loss of the acoustic spaces of these grand churches.
Yes.
You know, I sang in the Basilica, the Catholic Basilica, before it was before the earthquakes. I really got a sense of that, the loss of those acoustics, from living in Wellington, and realising that, you know, each week I was able to go and sing in this beautiful church up in Wellington wasn't the reality for the people in Christchurch. The piece is Thomas Tallis's If You Love Me. It's a polyphonic piece of music, so you have four parts, and each part is singing a slightly different line and at different times. The first phrase was the one that really got everyone, I think. Everybody starts together and they're singing the same words at the same time, and at the end of that first phrase, the chords really open up. The first time they put it together, I was teaching each part individually, and then I said, right, we'll put them all together, see what happens. The surprise and delight on their faces when those chords really opened up and they could see how the music actually started to fit together, it was incredible. And they all cracked up laughing. The music is a piece of sacred music. I chose it because I wanted a piece of music that was sung in harmony, was sung in four parts, and that referenced the Western musical tradition that these churches still sing toward. The reason I chose Tallis, actually, as the composer, is that he was writing it and writing music at around the time of the English Reformation. He began writing for the Catholic Church and then had to write for the Anglican Church. He was very personal and private about his own life, but even while writing for the Anglican Church, he continued to compose, along with William Byrd, continued to compose music for secret and private Catholic liturgy, which is quite a daring thing. He basically put his life on the line in that sense. So I thought he was quite an interesting composer to work with. This is our instrument today, this whole thing, not just up here and not just here, but our whole being. What you witness is individual voices coming together and achieving something greater than the sum of the parts. And it's an incredible thing to listen to, the human voice singing in harmony. But I think it's an even more incredible experience when you're a part of that. And what I witness, and from my own experience singing with choirs, you can achieve something as a group, as a choir, that you can't achieve by yourself. Harmony being the most obvious thing. And so that's where it really parallels that for me. But it's even greater than that, because you get a whole lot of people that think they can't sing, and you put them together and they do it. Not only do they sing, but they sing really well, and the voices blend, and what comes out is this beautiful sound. And also, when you put that into an acoustically beautiful space, it transforms the sound once again into this delightful experience, not only for the listener, but for those taking part. We have a lot of people who came who were not parishioners, either loved to sing or loved the spaces. There was one quite touching story I heard over the weekend about one woman who, I think she's Catholic, but she identifies with the basilica, the Catholic basilica, and so she was coming along to those singing sessions. And at the end of the time, she said, she thanked me for the project and what we've been doing. She said that it was an opportunity for her to step out of herself a wee bit. She'd had a personal struggle in her life over the past 4 years, which was separate to the earthquakes, and that this had allowed an opportunity for her, and a temporary thing that she didn't have to commit to long term, that allowed her to come out of herself a little bit and explore her own identity within the community. I was born and raised in Christchurch and have experiences singing in the Basilica and also in the Our Lady of Fatima Church as well. That actually used to be my old primary school. And I moved to Wellington to do my fine arts degree, and the earthquakes took place during that time. So I was to and fro visiting my family, but had been separated from that experience in those communities, still deeply affected by it. So this is kind of my way of trying to create an opportunity for those groups to do something for those sites that I was also a part of, and to reconnect with those communities again.
Olivia Webb and the Voices Project. Now, the recording she made of those three choirs can be heard next Sunday, the 29th of June. And for details of where you can hear them, go to their website, physicsroom.org.nz.